Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and award-winning boxing writer. So a little bit, supposedly I know a little bit about boxing, but the average fan knows a little bit more. So text me here in the studio. You got something to say regarding boxing or MMA? Let me know. The text line, 415-275-1613. The Ring Talk Studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Well, unbeaten Ray Vargas. Wow, what can I say? Got off the deck last night. Former 122-pound champion, undefeated, still undefeated. Got off the deck and beat Mark Mastial. Of course, Mastial, the next Manny Pacquiao. Nobody's going to be the next Manny Pacquiao. Why do they keep saying that? Every Filipino that can fight a little bit, he's the next Manny Pacquiao. There will never be another Manny Pacquiao. Take my word for it. Bottom line is, he was a loser last night, a split decision. Lost the WBC featherweight title, of course, 126 pounds. We'll talk about that in depth. Guess who will be on the show today? Sir Kenneth Rainford, of course. Derek Chisora winning a big battle with Kubrat Pulev, of course, across the pond. The Zone not getting the rights to the Anthony Joshua Oleg Usyk rematch. That's right. It's going to Sky Sports. What does that mean? Is Barry Hearn losing his grip? We'll find out when Sir Kenneth Rainford of the UK checks in with us in about 15 minutes here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, the studio text line. You want to text me here in the studio? 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life."
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You
my
broke
back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or
well,
what portion?
Spinal.
Just...
Of course, that was Mike Tyson and Dr. Gray on Showtime pay-per-view. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Earl Spence, of course, this week saying if the Terrence Crawford fight doesn't happen, of course, Crawford, the undefeated lad from Omaha, Nebraska. Bottom line is he's undefeated. Of course, guy that's moved up three weight classes. Bottom line is at 147 pounds, people think he's king. And of course, there's Earl Spence, 28 and zip. 22 KOs. He stands 5'9.5", and he's been making 147 pounds for a long time. So what I'm trying to tell you is the threat that he's making to Terrence Crawford, if you want to fight now, it's over. We're not going to happen. I think he's right, because I think he's destined to move up to 154 pounds, and that his weight drain to make 147 is killing him. Bottom line is 28-0. The other kid's 38-0. Something's got to give as far as a 147-pound fight's concerned, because really, that's not the Leonard Hearns as far as his history is concerned. Not like Leonard or Tommy Hearns and that kind of good stuff, but it's a significant match, and we need to see it. Speaking of significance, last night, Mark Masias, as I mentioned this a little earlier, lost the WBC featherweight title to Ray Vargas. Vargas moving up from 122 pounds. I think he took a couple of years off because of COVID and things like that. Now 36-0, 22 wax. He got off the deck, man. I thought when he went down, I said, nice right hand. He ain't getting up, but he got up and he was game and he fought he was busier without a doubt over the 12 rounds. Scores 115, 112 twice, and one judge had it 114, 113 for Mark McGuire. Good luck on that one. The judge that came up with that was really reaching. 24-1 now, 16 KOs. And as I said earlier, they keep talking about the next Manny Pacquiao. They shouldn't put pressure on guys like that. They should. I mean, Freddie Roach was in his corner and all that kind of good stuff. So it was like it was all about Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao wasn't there. This is not Manny Pacquiao. You're never going to find another athlete to move up from 107 pounds, whether he did it naturally or with Flintstone vitamins. I'm not debating that right now. That's not the issue at hand. The bottom line is he moved from 107 pounds to 152 pounds, talking about Manny Pacquiao, and won all the way along. Of course, losing that fight to Udi Ergas last year and basically retiring after that, of course. But he lost the bid for the Philippine presidency. That was like about a month ago. So we're waiting for him to announce a comeback. Yes, he's 41 years old, but the bottom line is his wife needs new drapes. The Filipino poor people, they need more houses, and Manny Pacquiao's the guy that's building those houses. Straight up, he's probably the best guy outside of the ring as far as like for people's concern, since Muhammad Ali. I mean, I don't think anybody ever anybody will ever top Ali as far as his ability to touch people, because when Ali touched people, he didn't have to touch them physically. He touched them emotionally. I mean, he just did. I mean, I was around him, and I saw people faint. People saw him and faint. People couldn't believe it. This is Muhammad Ali. I tell you about that time we stopped the train. We stopped the train in somewhere in the middle of China. We're going from Beijing, I think, or from Guangzhou to Shanghai on a train. We had our private train. So we're driving this train, and Ali says, let's stop the train. Let's go to, you know, one of these villages or something, like, because we're watching these little villages go by as we're, you know, driving down the tracks. So we've got this train car, and it's got three cars. It's got the engine, it's got the car, the passenger car where we're sitting in it, and it's got the bathroom car behind us. That's it. This is three cars. So anyway, we stop in this small town, this small village. Actually, I had to almost commandeer the train to get it to stop, because, you know, these guys are government employees. Let's talk about the train operators, right? And this is the Chinese government. They're communists. I mean, pretty strict over there. So I went up there and, through my interpreter, told the train conductor, we wanted to stop at the next village. He said, no, I can't do that. I can't do it, blah, blah. Anyway, we had to basically almost threaten the guy. You know, I didn't put my hands on him, but I sort of raised my voice to the point where, MF, you're stopping the train. And he basically did stop the train. And of course, that's when people came up to us that had no teeth. They were like Chinese cavemen. They were living in villages. I saw one wire coming in. People were still going to the bathroom and outhouses. I kid you not. And get this, no app, no internet, no newspapers, no nothing, but yet people knew who Muhammad Ali was. When they saw him, one lady fainted, another man was like, he couldn't believe it, his balance was off. But the bottom line is people were like mind blown by the fact that Ali stopped his train. So what I'm trying to say is that anywhere he goes, God bless him, man, but anywhere he goes, he really touched people. As far as Manny Pacquiao's concerned, you can't fill Muhammad Ali's shoes, but, you know, Manny Pacquiao's building lots of homes for the poor over there in the Philippines. Of course, he's a senator. He ran for the presidency and got his ass whooped by Ferdinand Marcos's kid. I can't understand why the Philippines want to go backwards, because the bottom line is Marcos was a dictator. He was the guy that basically bankrupted the country when he bid like $3 or $4 million for the Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali III fight, the Thriller in Manila. Yeah, he bankrolled that, and he bankrupted the country at the same time. But the bottom line is Marcos don't give a snap. He just doesn't. Of course, he's the guy that killed Ninoy Aquino, his political rival, and the husband of Corazon Aquino, the lady that acted as her bodyguard during a tour of San Francisco back in 1986. But straight up, Marcos, now in power, killed Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao got like 4 or 5% of the vote. How can you be Manny Pacquiao and only get 4 or 5% of the vote when you're supposed to be like the number one icon in the country? Well, guess what? Politically, they don't think he's too smart. You know, he's just been homeschooled. It's not like he went to high school or anything like that. Bottom line is Manny Pacquiao's a nice guy, a hell of a nice guy, but I wouldn't want him running the country. Oh, back to the co-feature last night. Brandon Figueroa, the brother of Omar Figueroa. Of course, Omar rated contender until he got beaten in his last fight. 23-1 now is Brandon. One draw, 18 KOs, knocked out TKO and 6, Carlos Castro, man, 27-2 and now 12 KOs. These guys went back and forth. It was like, bam, bam, rock'em, sock'em, robots. It was one hell of a lead-up to the main event. The main event, as I said, it was okay, but, you know, You got to give Ray Vargas some props. He had a long time off. He moved up in weight. When you move up in weight, size matters in two things. Remember, pornography and combat sports. He moved up in weight, but guess what? He's one of these tall, lanky guys that should have been fighting 122 to begin with. Okay, so I don't even know how he can make 122, 126, but he made 126, of course, and he looked pretty sharp doing it, so I guess he's the guy to watch now at 126 pounds. Somebody said he wants to fight Leo Santa Cruz. Last time I saw Leo Santa Cruz, he was posing with a mailman for a picture here in San Francisco about 2.5 years ago. I was like, right before, I think, COVID. Right before COVID, he visited the city by the bay. And that was the last time I've seen Leo Santa Cruz, be it on TV, be it anywhere, taking a picture with a mailman here in the city by the bay. So I don't know if Leo Santa Cruz is even an active fighter anymore. Word is that Naneo Inoue, of course, the Japanese sensation, they call him the monster, undefeated, coming outside of Tokyo, of course, beat up Nonito Donaire, stopped him in 2 rounds, stopped the Filipino Flash a fortnight ago in Tokyo, a fight that I wanted to beat, I think it was June the 2nd. But the bottom line is, Inoue is now talking about moving up from 118 to 122 pounds. Dan, don't bite off too much. People say, that's only 4 pounds. No. It's not only 4 pounds. It's a that's a big jump from 118 to 122. It just is. If you look at a natural 118-pounder and put him up against 122-pounders, their difference in size, that 4 pounds means a lot. That's why they have weight classes. People say, what's a few pounds? That's why they have weight classes. Because A few pounds is a lot, especially at those lighter weights. I mean, like a guy from 108 to 112 pounds, the size difference between those two guys is like dramatic. It just is. From a guy from 108, I look at 100, whoa, 112. It's only 4 pounds, but because it's 4 pounds at that light of a weight, it's a significant percentage of their total weight, and you can see it, no doubt about it. But pound for pound right now, somebody shot me a text, Crawford the best pound for pound? Yeah, no, I'm going to go with Canelo still. Why? Because Canelo only lost to a big guy. Once again, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. So Canelo fights a bigger guy, a guy that's undefeated, never been beaten, amateur, solid amateur background, good boxer, not a big puncher, but a good boxer, and he gets beat. I mean, he gets beat handily. He lost almost every round. I can't believe if people gave Canelo a couple of rounds. I was scratching my head trying to give him rounds, welfare rounds, food stamp rounds. It wasn't working, okay? Canelo got whooped. The scores, of course, were 115, 113 across the board, which means 7-5 in rounds. 7-5. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But they was looking to screw Dmitry Bivol. Hate to say it. Hate to say it. Scandal in boxing? Think about this. Had he not won the 12th round, he would have lost that fight. Dmitry Bivol basically beat the snot out of Canelo Alvarez for 36 minutes. I mean, the only time he let up, I think when he was taking a deep breath. Outside of that, maybe it was two or three times. Outside of that, he was in total control. So those judges that had 7-5 for Bivol, those guys, maybe they shouldn't. I know they're trying to protect the franchise. You know, the pound-for-pound king, the guy that sells all the tickets. Because Bivol couldn't sell 16 tickets in his home country. I'm sorry, man, but maybe he could sell. Maybe in Russia he could sell some tickets. But the bottom line is he couldn't sell 16 tickets over here even after beating Canelo Alvarez. You just couldn't do it. It's like when you beat the man, that doesn't make you the man. I mean, Shane Mosley beat Oscar De La Hoya, but he was never the man. I remember Shane in that rematch, they were supposed to do the rematch, and Shane's wife, Jen Mosley, said, nah, we're not going to do the rematch. And why not? An immediate rematch. Of course, Oscar lost the first fight to Shane Mosley. They said, why not the immediate rematch? Shane will make $8 million. No, Oscar's making $9 million. Oscar's making more money. We're not getting involved in any deal where Oscar makes more money. That's what Jen Mosley, Shane Mosley's wife and so-called manager at the time, that's what she said. That's what she told me, okay? I'm not. So she fights Vernon Forrest at 147 pounds. She fights Vernon Forrest, has Shane fight Vernon Forrest, and he gets licked like a stamp. I think he gets knocked out, gets beat up pretty bad. Bottom line is he couldn't beat Vernon Forrest on his best days. Of course, he did that for $1 million. So imagine this. She could have fought De La Hoya, a guy that they already beat, for $8 million. And they fought Vernon Forrest for $1.5 million instead because Jen Mosley crossed her arms and said, I won't be bamboozled by Oscar De La Hoya and Bob Arum. Straight up, you really screwed up, lady. No doubt about that. Roll it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Crawford, 38-0. Sanuel Alvarez, 57-2-2. Of course, Dmitry Bivol, 20-0. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
As I watch Anthony pull out his hair, seriously, through the window, the guy just pulled out his hair. Something's going on with that computer back there. He's all right. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside Look at the World of Boxing. We take it across the pond to the UK and bring in the royalty. I'm talking about Sir Kenneth Rainford. Sir Kenneth, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. I'm speaking to you.
That's wonderful. Of course, you had that close call medically. You feeling pretty good?
Yeah, last of the meds is Monday, and then it should be all good from then on in.
Okay, let's talk about the champion, Pony Rider. How's she doing?
She's been out today and got 2 seconds.
2 seconds? Well, that's good. You know, no doubt about that. Does she compete, like, weekly? Is it weekly or a month? What do they do? How do they do that?
What she does, she just she was riding someone else's pony today, not her own. So she went out just to show their pony, get on different experiences. Every pony's different, so it's good for her, good for the pony, good all round. She's getting out and about and wearing a
nice. I don't know about that good for the pony. I've done a lot of horseback riding. I don't know about that good for the pony. Anyway, let's talk about, before I get to ask you what's on your mind, Derek Chisora, 33-2 now, 33-12 now, of course, 23 KOs, a decided underdog to Kubrat Pulev, and yet he pulled off a split decision. That's one of those fights that you really don't want to You don't want to be in yourself, because there was a lot of damage incurred. I mean, those guys took a lot of blows back and forth.
To be honest with Pedro, the fight didn't impress me at all. It really didn't impress me at all. Chisora's probably got one more bite of the cherry to fight again. If I have to be brutally honest with you, yeah, it was a 41 and a 38-year-old, ex-fighters going at it. And yeah, a lot of punishment was absorbed and taken and given. But some of the punches I could have got out of the way of. You know what I mean? I thought it was a pedestrian fight for hand speed. The fight just didn't impress me at all. I was really looking forward to it, and I was kind of sad at what I saw, because Pulev, I would imagine, will not fight again unless he can pull a rematch off with Chisora. And Chisora, can you believe, is asking for Deontay Wilder. He will get absolutely slaughtered.
Yeah, but here's what's up. You got to realize now, this is a profession. He's not really looking to win fights. He's looking to make money. If he fought Wilder, you make a fistful of cash.
Oh, he's going to make a whole suitcase full of cash, but he's putting his health at risk big time in that fight.
But, I have a problem when guys do that. You and I do, because we have a bond with fighters and things like that, and we've been fighters ourselves. But the bottom line is, Larry Merchant said, I think Larry said, like, you sort of really can't feel sorry for guys that put themselves in that position, whether they get damaged or not. You sort of know the rules and the parameters when you go into it. You and I got out of this basically unscathed. I think you and I were quite fortunate.
Yeah, but you know what? Having heard what you just said there, you know what? If someone come and offered me a suitcase full of cash to fight Deontay Wilder, I'd do exactly the same thing.
I don't think they have to be a suitcase. Like we go with a briefcase. With a briefcase. I tell you what, you could do a brown paper bag as far as I was concerned. So you can put enough money in a brown paper bag, $100 bills, I'd probably fight Deontay Wilder. Speaking of heavyweights, what's happening in the UK right now? What's going on? What's on the heavyweight Sir Kenneth's mind? What's on your mind?
Joshua's obviously secured the Usyk rematch. Now the big news at the moment is Saudi Arabia, who paid for the site fee. I've got the TV rights as well. And lo and behold, DAZN didn't win the rights. It was Sky TV who paid 28 million UK pounds to have the rights to air the fight now, which will be somewhat of a shock to Eddie Hearn, because that isn't the way he planned it. But like I say, at this moment in time, the UK promoters, I've never heard them so ruffled at the moment, because you've got the big TV stations now, Sky, BT, Channel 5, and of course DAZN. And they're all cradling their own fighters. They're not looking to match each other up with the best from each camp. And it's because boxing's on the up big time at the minute in this country, it's almost like they're too frightened to match someone with someone else's guy in case someone else's guy beats their guy. And, you know, it's like they've got to be seen to be looking after the TV stations with their own crop of fighters, rather than, you know, going head to head with, you know, Matchroom going ahead with Frank Warren. It just doesn't seem to be happening at the moment. So
you know, but Kenny, here's what's up. I'm not gonna cry for the DAZN. I mean, these are these people that promised us a pay-per-view less future as far as boxing fans were concerned. You'll never have to buy pay-per-view again if you buy our app. If you buy our DAZN app, DAZN, you'll never have to do pay-per-view again. Then about 2.5-3 years into it, they say, guess what? Now we're gonna start charging you for pay-per-view. So I got a problem with them, and anytime they lose a fight, I don't care. Now, what does that mean? That ESPN will carry the fight here in the United States?
Yes. Yeah, ESPN will carry the fight in the United States. And also, well, just jumping back to DAZN, have you seen what losses they made last year? $1.2
billion. Well, you know, I guess, but they must be making it up by screwing people in these pay-per-view deals, because come on, man, here's what's up. It's sort of like, It's the old crack addict when I was working as a cop. When crack dealers, what they used to do is, to get new customers, they would give them a little bit, and then they would get hooked on it. This is sort of the same thing they're going with boxing fans. They give them a little bit, they get hooked on it, and they think they'll buy anything.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm also hearing the guy, Leonard, I forget his second name, the guy in charge of DAZN. I've also heard that he's using Russian money. So, you know, with all what's going on with Ukraine and Russia, you know, is that going to jeopardize DAZN? Is DAZN going to one day be here and the next day gone?
You know, Russian money, the mafia, I mean, is Fury, are the Furies restricted from coming to the United States because of mafia ties? Somebody sent me a text on that the other day, and I said I would ask Sir Kenneth.
Yes, they are. A lot of his camp. His father's uncles, etc., they're all banned from traveling to the USA. I think Tyson Fury at this moment in time is okay, but he's still under investigation, as is some other members of two or three other members of his camp. They're under investigation as well, but at this moment in time, they can, I'm told, fly to the USA. But things just change all the time. It's quite startling, you know. But
Who is Peter Kahn?
Sorry,
who is Peter Kahn? Do you know?
I've not heard of that guy.
I hear he's tied in with the who's the Russian now that's running things over there in Saudi Arabia. The guy, of course, that's under all this investigation by the United States. Pardon me.
Daniel Kinahan?
Exactly. He's under investigation, I think, possible indictment here in the United States. They've got a warrant out for him, $3 or $4 million bail, some kind of crazy stuff. But the bottom line is, he supposedly is the Russian mob, alleged to be the Russian mob, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He hasn't got his toe in boxing. He's got his leg in boxing to the point where it's up to his hip, right?
Well, I'd say he's up to his neck in it.
And yet, nobody's saying anything. Bob Arum did a deal with this guy and gave him millions of bucks and this kind of stuff, and the guy's on a wanted list. What does that say about Bob Arum?
Well, Bob Arum has gone online as stating that he has made clear profit on one fight. He's personally paid Daniel Kinahan $1 million on one fight.
Kinahan is hiding out in Saudi Arabia, allegedly, right?
At this moment in time, I don't think anyone knows where he is. He's here, there, and everywhere, you know?
Okay, so he has nothing to do with this fight going down there in Saudi Arabia between Oleg Usyk and Anthony Joshua. I mean, I thought he was deep. I thought he was knee deep in that one.
Well, he probably is, but it's just nailing him down to being knee deep in it is the big thing, because, you know, they have that many organizations, that many companies. They changed one company's name to, you know, from MTK Global. They've gone to someone else, to someone else. It's just like a rat race, you know.
So I'll ask you a real question. We're going to run up on a hard break before I go to a commercial break. Is the mafia prevalent in boxing right now in your mind?
I'd like to say no, but you just said it yourself. The Zone. They're behaving like the mafia. One minute they're telling you you're going to get something for free, and then they're charging you. That's something the mafia to do, you know.
It's like a hooker rubbing up against you, getting real nice and this and that, and saying, if you want the real stuff, you got to pay for it. Wait a second, I thought it was free. No, you got to pay for it. Bottom line is, DAZN is like one of the worst television pimps in the history of corporate television, no doubt about that. Of course, God knows, Kenny's going to stick around until after break, but Kenny, don't we miss HBO?
Oh, my God. Tuesday Night Fights, USA, yeah. HBO.
Yeah, Tuesday Night Fights, the fights from the forum. I can go on and on. Bottom line is, I'm watching a lot of fights. I got the joystick. I can watch this by any fighter I want in the world. I'm not seeing a whole lot as far as quality is concerned. Seeing a lot of quantity, but not a lot of quality. Sir Kenneth Rainford will stick around after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, WBC-TV, and, of course, Veev TV as well. Say hello to the Jackamans down there in Dallas, Texas. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
Through the magic of Skype, it sounds as if Sir Kenneth Rainford is right here in the studio. Kenny, how the heck are you?
I'm good.
I mean, you really sound like you're right here in the studio. I kid you not, like, not instead of 4,000 or 5,000 miles away. Bottom line is, Barry Hearn taking a hit here? He's been taking a lot of heat in the United States as far as the media is concerned, saying he's not up to snuff and he's basically a kid in over his head. Is he?
Well, Eddie's a very obnoxious person.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Eddie's, you know, he's nothing like his dad. His dad was a gentleman. Barry was a gentleman.
Yeah, very right.
Eddie, he's got this bombastic attitude, so much so that Leonard Ellerby, who's not the greatest character in the world himself, has said he's almost impossible to work with.
Now, Leonard Ellerby should know something about being impossible, no doubt about that. Now, when we go back to this fight between Oleg Usyk, of course, unbeaten, the former cruiserweight champion, moved up, won that World Boxing Series that they had over there, and, of course, beat Anthony Joshua the first time. I mean, what could change so dramatically that he would lose in a rematch? I just don't see it unless Joshua was to go out there and knock him out, like, in real quick style, because the bottom line is, I don't think Joshua can fight all that well.
You know, I don't think Joshua's got the ability to knock Usyk out. He's got the ability to hurt him, certainly. But so has Usyk got the ability to hurt Joshua as well as he did in the first fight.
Yeah.
If the fight's on the level, I'm going with Usyk on points or a late stoppage. I really do think so.
Okay.
But, you know, something's playing in my mind. You know, obviously the campaign with the Ukraine and Russia. Is he on the ball? Is his eye on it? Has he got distractions? You know, is this just a payday for Josh to walk into a lesser fight with Tyson Fury? I don't know. I mean, could the Tyson Fury Joshua fight sell if Joshua loses again? I think so.
Yeah, but probably won't sell with the same attraction. It won't be worth what it would be if he was to win this rematch. And I don't think he's going to win this rematch because, you know, usually in rematches, the guy that won the first time wins the second time a little bit more decisively. That's what history tells us.
It certainly does, unless your name is Joe Lewis.
Yeah, Joe sort of turned that around. Of course, knocking out Max Schmeling. We're talking about that. Of course, losing to Max Schmeling by knockout and then knocking out Max Schmeling. One round, right?
Yep. One round from hell. That's what Max Schmeling called it.
You know, Max was a classy guy. He was a Coca-Cola distributor, not a cocaine distributor, a Coca-Cola distributor from Germany. He had, like, all the rights for the entire country of Germany as far as the Coca-Cola distribution was concerned. But afterwards, you know, he wasn't Hitler's guy or anything like that. Max Schmeling was put in a bad position.
Max was dead against everything Hitler stood for. He just couldn't say it at the time. He was a gentleman and, I believe, one of the nicest guys in boxing. And, you know, the proof's in the pudding. Joe Lewis and him became firm friends, mm-hmm. you know, throughout the rest of their lives, so much so that I believe when Joe fell on hard times, you know, Max was there to help.
Yeah, Max Schmeling did help him out, of course, as did Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra put Joe Lewis up in a suite at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. That's where he passed away in April of 1981. Of course, that was the night after Trevor Burbick lost a decision to Larry Holmes for the WBC heavyweight title. And that was about 5 months after Muhammad Ali had got destroyed by Larry Holmes. Remember, that was the last time I saw Joe Lewis, was at the Ali-Holmes fight. And he was in a wheelchair at that point in time. I saw him a year before, and he wasn't in a wheelchair. He was still moving around a little bit, standing up, but you could see he was slow in his movement. But when they put him in the wheelchair, I said it was only a matter of time. And then it was. You know, I mean, Joe was such a positive force for the United States. I look back at history, because I'm a student, a big history buff, and he was like the country's, he was a black man, but he was the country's hero.
Oh, yeah. and he had some of the greatest sayings evermore. You can run, but you can't hide. We'll win because we're on God's side. You know, so some of the greatest sayings evermore.
And you know,
we're talking about a legend here, and that's the difference between him and Joshua. Joshua's not a legend. He's yet to step up to the plate anywhere near that. Obviously, you've got Ali. He gained revenge against Joe Frazier. But again, we're talking about a legend. And Joshua ain't a legend. He's just a decent fighter that was around in a bad era. And, you know, he's made an awful lot of money, and all credit to him. But
yeah,
to me...
Listen, I mean, winning the... How can I put this? Winning the Olympic gold medal used to be something. I mean, it used to be something back in the 80s, and I guess about 1992 it seemed to drop in value was concerned. But if you won an Olympic heavyweight medal, you were considered a potential star in this net. And if Joshua won the 2012 Olympic gold medal, I said to myself, well, here's a guy. He's tall. He looks the part, this and that, but he's a late developer. And like Larry Merchant and I talk about a lot of times, you can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit. And I say spit on the show, I mean chicken, I mean spit with an H. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just can't do it. And that's what I think Joshua is. I think I don't think he was a latecomer to the game. I just don't think you can make chicken soup out of what he's left, what he's brought to the dance. Just can't do it. I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah, and you know, his training regime and his training methods are just, they're out of the ordinary. They don't seem to be, you know, you wouldn't see him out in the woods chopping trees. You wouldn't see him, you know, doing so. It's all in the gym. It's all metal stuff. It's lifting weights. It's pushing weights. It seems to be body presentation training that he seems to work on. You know, he's tried the old standing in front of the heavy bag and doing the George Foreman routine of whacking the heavy bag. He says it's got a hole in it. That's not Joshua's style of fighting. That's George Foreman's style of fighting. Mm-hmm. It's like he has a problem finding his own style. He wants to be Ali. He wants to have Larry Holmes' jab. He wants to have George Foreman's left hook. He wants to have Ernie Shaver's right hand. He wants to have, you know, Ali's chin. He's got none of them. He should be working on what Anthony Joshua's got.
Okay, let's change gears and drop a weight division to cruiserweights. Last week, Morris Bredis lost a unanimous nod across the board to a young man that fought 10 rounds with a broken jaw. Jai, I hope I'm not butchering his name here, Jai Opataya, Samoan fighting out of South Wales or Australia. Did you happen to catch that on TV back there?
Do you know what? I just caught little bits of it. I didn't catch the fight. I didn't catch enough of the fight to comment, really, to be perfectly honest with you, because I was still pretty bad then.
Okay. Artur Beterbiev, a couple of weeks ago, of course, he destroyed his opposition. He's 18-0 after destroying Joe Smith in two rounds. Joe Smith came to fight, but, you know, Joe Smith is a fighter. He's not a boxer. Somebody said to me, why didn't Joe stay away? Well, that's not Joe's thing. Joe doesn't stay away from anybody. Anyway, Joe Smith falls in two rounds, 18-0, 18 knockouts. Boxing only champion with eight, that's, you know, basically all knockouts and all wins. Is he the best at 175?
I don't think there's any consideration of anyone being better than him, to be fair. I think we spoke about him being in the gym the next day.
Yeah.
You know, this guy treats it like what it is. It's his job. He's a true professional. The main problem with someone like him is burning out. You know, he needs to have the right trainer around him to say, right, okay, we've worked hard. Let's take a day out, you know. I mean, my old trainer used to work the regime of 3 days on the road, 3 days in the gym, and one day off. So we always worked 3 days and had a day off. So you could be potentially running and doing your sparring and your pads on a Sunday. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
And I found that training regime great because 3 days of hard, intense training, and then you had the day off. I found that when we were working 5 and 6 days flat out and then having a Sunday off, you were drained. Come the Sunday, you were completely and utterly drained, and you needed that full day to recover to start again on the Monday, you know? So, because every trainer is different, and yeah, every training method is different, but that worked for me.
You know, I learned that from Roberto Duran. In fact, he would say, you know, don't burn yourself out on a Monday or a Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? Like, stretch it out in the week, and he would give it his all on a Thursday and a Friday, like, go to work, and then take Saturday off and come back and start training on Sunday again. But everybody's got their own groove as far as training is concerned. Daniel Dubois, should I be impressed with him?
Not really. I mean, he's a quick-handed heavyweight. Obviously, he got beat by the juggernaut. who didn't impress me as well, either the week before.
But he lost. But he beat Trevor Bryan. You and I think you could come out of retirement after surgery. Wait, a couple of weeks after surgery and beat Trevor Bryan. Yikes!
And you know what? This is the best of it is. He got hit with two overhand rights that had signage on it saying, "I'm coming for you." Oh my God! Can you imagine? I don't know if you saw the fight or not, but if you can imagine, I know we keep going back, and it's just the way it is. But can you imagine? A Ron Lyle right hand or a George Foreman or a Larry Holmes straight right connecting with his chin. Oh my God, he'd be picking his teeth up for a week.
Ron Lyle, you know, I was thinking, we were looking through the computer today and I saw a Ron Lyle piece that we had took off Wide World of Sports when he was in Challenge Ali. You know, Ron was such a class act, and I mean, when I was around him in the gym in Las Vegas, he used to call me the copper because I was a cop at the time. I was training down in Las Vegas trying to win the Police Olympics, which I did, and the Golden Gloves and that kind of good stuff. But I was training down there at Johnny Taco's gym, and he was always fun to be around. I remember I was jumping rope one day, and he was looking at me, and I said, "You know what, Ron?" He goes, "What?" I go, "If you ever told me you were going to kill me, I believe you." And I kept jumping rope. He goes, "But Pedro, it wasn't me. It was an accident." I said, "An accident?" And then he explained it to him that he wasn't really involved with killing anybody. He just bit the bullet for it and went to jail.
Oh, yeah. Well, me and my wife met him in the early, no, the mid to late 80s in Vegas. He was working in a nightclub called Ellis Island. Mm-hmm. And we got a taxi cab from our hotel to Ellis Island. The taxi cab guy goes, "You go into Ellis Island, that's not a good place to be, guys. You know, there's some ruffians in there and this, that, and the other. You know, I can tell you're English, you're visiting." I said, "No, I'm going to visit Ron Lyle, next heavyweight." "Oh, right, okay." So we went there, and Ron wasn't in work anyway. He arrived later on, about half an hour later. And me and my wife were sitting there, and when he walked into the place, there was like an aura about the place. He still looked the same Ron Lyle as ever, and he strutted across the floor. The manager, there's a couple of people from England looking to speak to you. We went out the front, spoke to him. He was an absolute class act, class guy. Kept in touch with him, you know, from that day forth. Whenever we were in Vegas, I think it was the Tropicana one time, and he made us feel real, real important people. Class guy, real that's nice guy.
That's Ron Lyle. I mean, that's Ron. That he makes you feel good. He just goes about making you feel good. He really does. And you know, when I heard that he passed away, he went back to Colorado. When he was in Vegas, Johnny Taco was alive. When Johnny Taco was alive running the ringside gym, he gave Ron Lyle a free ride there as far as training fighters. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have to pay no money to go in the gym and train a stable of fighters, things like that. So Ron had a little break there by Johnny Taco, but he sort of got old, and before I knew it, I mean, in a heartbeat, he was back in Denver, and then boom, he was dead before I knew it. So his death sort of caught me by surprise.
He was planning on coming to England to do it after dinner tour. I was speaking to him weeks just before, and I always remember when we went in Ellis Island, I said, "Ron," I said, "I believe this place is a rough place." He went, "Listen, when Ronnie Lyle's in charge of the joint, everyone behaves."
And when Sir Kenneth Rainford talks, the boxing world listens. Say hello to your daughter, give her a big kiss. We will talk to Sir Kenneth Rainford.
Thank you for your time. No problem, buddy.
All the best. Sir Kenneth Rainford, of course, coming to us from the UK. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy. He can't counter punch, his timing stinks, and he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
He has a nice smile.
That's an old Hogan's Heroes clip. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two, we'll hear from Sammy the Bull Gravano. Who is that? He was the right hand of John Gotti when John Gotti ran the Gambino crime family. Of course, John Gotti, probably the most famous mobster of the late 20th century, without a doubt. But Sammy killed people for him. I think he killed about 13 or 14 people, allegedly. No, he admitted to at least 14 or 15 kills. Might have killed a lot more people than that. Bottom line is, we're here, Sammy Gravano, talking in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming up after the biased news, of course, about Don King and the Mafia want to get a hit. That's right. Don Connie said, kill Don King. It's time to kill Don King. Don King's got an attitude. Let's put a bullet in his brain. We'll hear from Samuel Gravano in that in-depth hour number two. Of course, we'll also hear from Mike Tyson. I put together a compilation of Mike Tyson clips. Of course, when Mike Tyson was irritated, that was always the best Mike Tyson. When Mike Tyson was happy and smoking weed like he is now, he's no fun. I mean, he's no funny. He asks like golly gee whiz type of questions, and everything's cool and mellow and this. But back when he was a truculent, mean guy, you know, like coming off of those antidepressants his wife put him on. Remember that? His wife put him on those antidepressants, sort of messed Mike up. Of course, Robin Gibbons sent me a cease and desist letter, her attorney, because I called her in a national periodical, get this, Robin, R-O-B-B-I-N apostrophe. In other words, short for robbing. Robbing, because I thought she robbed Mike Tyson. She did. I mean, come on. She went to her first date with Mike Tyson with an accountant, a publicist, and her mother. No, two accountants. I'm sorry. Two accountants, a publicist, and her mother. That was the first date with Mike Tyson. Poor Mike. He hadn't even gotten any yet, and she was like bringing out the accountant and the mama and the lawyer and all that kind of good stuff. Man, Mike was just screwed. Of course, Mike talked about that a little later. I was just a little puppy dog. Yeah, you were a puppy dog, man, but she took you for one hell of a ride. No doubt about that. Of course, there was always Robin Gibbons' mother, Ruth Roper. Ruthless Ruth, I called her. They got upset about that, but didn't send me no decent desist letter, cease and desist letters. They called me on the phone a couple times because I was ripping into her on national radio and national publications. Anyway, Ruth Roper alleged that Dave Winfield, I think he's a baseball Hall of Famer, but she alleged that Dave Winfield gave her herpes, and she put it out in the newspaper and sued him and all that kind of good stuff. So that's what kind of good people Mike Tyson married into as far as the family was concerned. So remember that. First date with Mike Tyson is a dinner. You bring your mother, two accountants, and a publicist. Something's up. Poor Mike. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number one about to wrap things up, of course. Hour number two forthcoming in about 6 minutes after the racist news. Unless you're tuned to VTV, we go straight to it. But straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. often imitated but never duplicated. Find out why some more in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming up after the news. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing. Anthony Sandoval is behind the desk. Take it away, Anthony.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A record number of illegal immigrants are crossing the southern border into Texas. 42 suspected terrorists have been caught by Border Patrol agents, as well as fentanyl smuggled by cartels. Appearing on Sunday morning Futures, Texas Governor Greg Abbott gives his opinion on what he describes as the illegal immigrant invasion.
You're going to have more than 6 million people coming across the border a year. To put this in context, the largest city in the state of Texas is Houston. We will have about one Houston coming across the border in Texas every year.
Highland Park is holding a vigil for the victims of the July 4th mass shooting. Over 100 people gathered at Immaculate Conception Church in the Chicago suburb for a morning service. The gunman is being held without bond on 7 counts of first-degree murder. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Hospital officials are updating the status of someone injured in the Independence Day parade shooting in Illinois.
The 8-year-old boy who was paralyzed from the waist down in the Highland Park 4th of July shooting is off a ventilator and speaking again.
He's undergone several surgeries since Monday, including one last night during which the doctors were finally able to close up his belly.
A friend and colleague of the family confirmed Cooper Roberts' condition has been upgraded from critical to serious by the Children's Hospital staff in Chicago. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Spirit Airlines says no one was hurt after one of its flights made a smoky landing Sunday at Atlanta International Airport. One of its brakes overheated, causing smoke and fire to erupt from the landing gear. The inbound flight from Tampa was doused with water on the tarmac before being towed to a gate. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The FBI is looking into a potential threat against a Texas synagogue. In a statement, the FBI is saying they are working to determine the credibility of the threat and are sharing information with law enforcement and the Jewish community. The CEO and national director of the Anti-Defamation League said an unidentified Texas synagogue was a target of threats that became more specific and credible within the last day. A woman in the Lone Star State is contesting a ticket.
A Texas woman is fighting a ticket after sheriff's deputies say she was driving in the HOV 2 lane by herself.
Brandy Batone, talking to television station KXAS, says she was stopped at a checkpoint on the Central Expressway near I-635.
He starts peeking around. He's like, is it just you? And I said, no, there's two of us. And he's like, well, where's the other person? And I went, right here.
Batone was 34 weeks pregnant at the time of the incident, but the deputy says that doesn't count.
And I said, well, not trying to throw a political mix here, but with everything going on, this counts as a baby.
She got a $275 ticket. Her court date is on July 20th, about the same time as her due date. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Powerball jackpot is continuing to grow. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in Saturday night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot in the multi-state lottery is going to be worth $56 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you talk to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is the one, the only Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37 make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. I've won some awards for my writing, so supposedly, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? The average fan, you buy the tickets, you buy the pay-per-view, so I open up the text line at the top of each hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide just for you fans to drop in the text if you like. The text number, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, we're a week away from Javier Fortuna. Who's he? He's about to become Ryan Garcia's next victim. 37-3, been stopped one time. 26 kilos, of course, taking on undefeated Ryan Garcia next week on the infamous Zone. 22 and zip now. Ryan, 18 KOs, coming off that win over Emmanuel Tago. Emmanuel Tago, that was his name. He never came to fight. He came to go. I mean, he just left. I mean, he showed up and ran around the ring like a girl. No knock on girls, but I'm talking about like a girl fighting Joe Frazier or something like that. A girl would run from Joe Frazier, and he ran from Ryan Garcia like he was running from George Foreman or Joe Frazier. The bottom line is Emmanuel Tiago was not much of a match. Will Javier Fortuna be? Probably not. Long in the tooth, no doubt about that. 33 years old. There is the asterisk. Put it next to it. 33 years old. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're from Sammy the Bull Gravano today, Mike Tyson, and a host of other celebrities here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Anthony, take it to the break, baby.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. That's YourCreditPulse.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Johnny, what time are you going to bed tonight?
It's been hard to sleep, believe me. I've been trying to sleep, and I'm just so anxious right now.
We know you're going to watch movies, and you and your wife.
I'm just too hyper, no?
Well, I know, but I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't really get... Are you climbing the walls? I mean, do you have plungers on your shoes when you climb up the walls? And...
Nah, Pedro, what I do is I read my Bible and try to stay cool and calm, but it's kind of hard still, too.
Do you ever take out pictures of Danny Romero?
Do I what?
Do you ever take out a picture of Danny Romero and look at it? Like,
yeah, I've been having him in my gym while I've been training.
Yeah. A nice picture of him and not so nice picture of him.
No, well, you know, it's not so nice now, but it was nice when he first got in.
And well, you trained at the top ranked gym here in Vegas, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Futch, is Futch as cool in the corner as everybody says he is? I mean, is he as cool in the gym as he is in the corner on TV?
Well, you know, Mr. Futch is just an amazing man all the way around. I mean, he's a legend. I don't got nothing bad to say with him. It's all good and positive.
I'm not asking to say nothing bad. I'm just asking, is he as cool and calm as he seems? I mean, the guy seems like he has ice running through his veins.
Yeah, he's cool, calm, and collective.
Hey, cool, calm, and collective. I wish you the very best of luck this Friday night.
Hey, Pedro, I appreciate it. Say a prayer for me, buddy. And if there's anything I can do for you anytime, you let me know.
That is Mi Vida Loca. I'm talking about Johnny Tapia. Of course, 59-5, came to us a couple of draws, came to us out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. 1984 Western Olympic Trials. I think Johnny won them. But I was there, I fought Vincent Webb and lost the decision. This is where I met Johnny Tapia. It was like May of 1984. I was there. Purnell was there. Purnell Whitaker was there. I remember that weekend. Henry Tillman, he was already guaranteed, I think, a shot on the team as far as the Olympics were concerned. He was the guy that would beat Mike Tyson in the box office. But he was there, and there were a whole lot of athletes at the Western Olympic Trials setting up for the final Olympic Trials. They had the Eastern Trials, they had the Western Trials, and they had the Olympic Trials. I think they were in Fort Worth, Texas. But the bottom line is, Johnny and I sort of became. We sort of started talking to each other that day, and then later we sort of like tripped on the fact that, you know, that we came together as a journalist, and he was a boxer. And I got to go to Albuquerque and do a few of his fights as far as a ring announcer, as far as some doing some TVs concerned. I did a lot of stuff with Johnny Tappy, and of course Johnny was an unpredictable lad without a doubt, but he had a heart of gold, and there was two different Johnny Tappias. There was the Johnny Tappy that was the nicest guy in the world, and there was the Johnny Tappy that would flip out on you in a second. I mean, like, whoa, I kid you not. I mean, that's how extreme he could get at times. Remember one time, I think I was interviewing him after a fight in, where the hell were we? We were in the Dodge Arena in Hidalgo, Texas. I think that's like El Paso. But the bottom line is he was fighting Nicky Betts. This was back in 2005. And Nicky beat him. I mean, there was no doubt about it. I think it was a split decision. They called it a unanimous nod, but in the split decision, Nicky had beat him. And Johnny just didn't have it at that point in time. And he was old. He wasn't really dedicated, this and that. And of course, and Johnny's always had substance abuse problems. Cocaine was his lady. He told me that. One time he told me, he said, I don't cheat on my wife except with one. I only have one mistress. And his wife confirmed this later, Teresa Tapia. His one mistress was lone mistress, of course, was cocaine. And it wasn't cocaine that killed him. People said, oh, you know, Johnny died of cocaine overdose. No, no. Johnny got hooked on the opioids. So he went from coke to opioids. And, you know, opioids are killing everybody left and right. And Johnny Tapia died. Of course, that was in 2012. I think May 27, 2012. So it's been 10 years, about a month and a half ago, the passing of the great Johnny Tapia. I had a lot of fun with him, man. I watched him fight Danny Romero. Of course, that was in Las Vegas. I scalped tickets to that. I got to admit it. Yeah, I had a press credential. Yet I bought 35. I knew the fight was going to sell. When you know a fight's going to sell, just buy some tickets. I mean, buy some tickets. So what? You lower yourself because you go out there and you're going to sell a ticket, like buy a ticket for $50 and sell it for like $150. And man, nobody's giving you any problems on those tickets. I remember the old De La Hoya days when De La Hoya was fighting. I always used to buy a fistload of tickets and go down there and scalp them in and around Las Vegas. Scalp them on Craigslist, all kinds of good stuff, because De La Hoya was just the hottest ticket in boxing, okay? So one time I was down there on the strip. And you know who you are. I think you still roll. I suspect this one guy who was a guy that I knew of slipping me three $100 bills or a bad $100 bills. Because they were giving me bundles of cash. You know what I'm saying? I was getting like, you know, they were like $1,100 a ticket. I think I was getting like $1,200 a ticket for like a $500 ticket, something like that. So anyway, I was all this upgrade, and I got a little greedy, and I wasn't looking at the money. These guys were just giving me the money, and they gave me three fake $100 bills. Sort of like Zab Judah, of course, the former world junior welterweight champion that lost to Koshchezou in that crazy fight down there in Las Vegas where he threw the chair at the referee, Jane 80, and this kind of stuff. You know, Zab Judah, he's got a history with counterfeit bills, too. Only he gave him the hookers. I told you about that one, right? That hooker came up to me. You see Zab Judah? Where's Zab Judah? I want to see Zab Judah. What you want to see Zab for, baby? He gave me a counterfeit $100 bill. Whoa, okay. Jab Judah, that's what he's infamous for. Throwing a chair at a referee, a stool at a referee, and of course, giving fake $100 bills to hookers. But back to Johnny Tapia. You know, he was disturbed. I think he saw his mother. He witnessed his mother being murdered when he was like 3 or 4 years old, 5 years old. So it was a vivid memory that he was never able to escape. And those were the demons that sort of occupied Johnny Tapia's mind and soul for most of his life. I mean, how could you handle your mother being murdered in front of you? Think about that. How could you handle it? I don't think any of us could. I think there would have to be some mental scars no matter what happened, okay? And of course, Johnny was erratic at times. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he did crazy stuff, and a lot of that was cocaine-induced. Some of it wasn't. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, man, he was a hell of a fighter. He just was. I mean, he won weight classes. He won titles at a couple different weight divisions. He was an inspiration to some people, and he was a pride of Albuquerque, New Mexico, even though everybody knew he was going to die of an early age. You knew it. I knew it. Johnny knew it. Everybody knew it. It wasn't a matter of if he was going to die. It's a matter of when. Of course, he had some OD issues over the years as far as cocaine was concerned, and had some problems with the cops down there in New Mexico. They didn't like him too much. Of course, Johnny started trouble. When Johnny got out of the car, when Johnny was either on alcohol
or cocaine, he was a totally different guy. He was confrontational. I mean, super confrontational. If you're an Albuquerque cop, the last thing you really want to do is beat up the town hero. You know, so you don't want to beat up the town hero. So you try to handle him with kid gloves, and what happened? Johnny would walk on you. Johnny would just take advantage of you. So he sort of pushed the limit with the police department down there in Albuquerque to the point where they saw him, they just wanted to put him in jail. That's just the way it was. Of course, at the end, hooked on opioids. Of course, those are like, can be Vicodins or any of those pills, and this is hydrocodone and all that kind of good stuff. Of course, those are the pill form of it. But you know what it really is, right? When they say opioid, it's heroin. That's what they mean. It's heroin. This is indigestible heroin. That's what they hooked my mother on. I kid you not. They would give my mother all kinds of these pills. Why? I said, Mom, what are you taking these pills for? My leg hurts. I said, Mom, that surgery was like 5 or 6 months ago. That's when I got hip to the fact that something was going on. Okay? I had no idea my mother was hooked on dope. Absolutely none. Absolutely none. Okay? Until I saw all these pain pills that were stacked up. I said, she's got like 60 or 70 pain pills. Why does anybody need 60 or 70 Vicodins? What's going on here? Anyway, she goes, I need them. I said, oh, okay. So anyway, being the caring son that I am, and being an ex-policeman and a private investigator, that kind of good stuff, I got sneaky. So I took her Vicodins, and I replaced her Vicodins with vitamin C tablets. But check this out. No. I would give her 4 times a day. I would give her 3 vitamin C tablets, and then at night, I would give her the real Vicodin. And guess what? It worked. I mean, it really worked for about almost a year. So I had her like down as far as being her dependence on opioids was concerned. But of course, my greedy sisters found out and they said, well, let's cut Pete out of the money. And the only way we can cut Pete out of the money is tell mom that, you know, he's taking away your dope. So once they told my mother that I was taking away her dope, my mother sort of got rid of me. I kid you not. That's the way it goes. So if you think you've had some opioid stories, that's a crazy opioid story. No doubt about that. Let's roll to a break, Anthony. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Some of the guys, of course, that Johnny fought over the years, Paul Ayala, lost to Paul Ayala. Couldn't beat Paul Ayala. Just couldn't beat him for some reason. Of course, that was another guy from Texas as well. Paul had his share of gift decisions. But when I went down to Albuquerque to see Johnny fight, it was always an event, no doubt about that. Him and Bob Foster, the former World Light Heavyweight Champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access, no cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God bless America, Pedro. Sports my life. Hey, baby.
That is the world's greatest promoter. At one point in time, I mean, he can make the world come to a standing stop. I kid you not, I'm talking about Don King, of course, the wire-haired wonder that he is. 90 years old, living down in Florida, where the taxes are cheap and they can't get to him as far as lawsuits are concerned. But the bottom line is Don King is trying to resurrect his promotional career, but he doesn't have any talent. I mean, outside of me, I mean, the best talent he could have on his roster, maybe if he signed me, would be me, and that's how bad I am, an old man. So the bottom line is Don King has done as far as boxing is concerned. Now, back in the 1990s, let's talk about night. Let's bring you back to 1991, okay? Francisco Damiani was an Italian guy fighting out of Italy. Couldn't speak much English, but he came over here and he took on Ray Mercer. I think that was in 1991. But before he got here, he was connected with the mob because Sammy the Bull Gravano, he hooked up with this guy in Italy, and the two of those guys managed this guy. They had this guy. I'm talking about Damiani. So Damiani comes over, and he ends up fighting Ray Mercer and ends up losing to Ray Mercer. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Damiani was a controlled fighter. Now, at one point in time, John Gotti wanted Don King bad. He wanted to do business with Don King. Well, Don King didn't want to do any business with John Gotti, and this is the way it rolled out. But the bottom line is, here's Sammy the Bull Gravano on Don King getting killed by the mafia.
Boxing, gambling. Did you guys ever do anything with Don King? Any contacts with Don King?
Yes. I went in front of a grand jury. I was subpoenaed in front of a grand jury for boxing. When I was there, I was out with John Gotti. Mike Tyson was the shit. Now, I had another guy, and I can't think of his name. I knew the trainer, and I knew the black guy. I was training in the gym with him occasionally. He was a tough fighter, and he was a little bit over the hill. So I thought of a thing to set up a fight. I wanted him, and someday I'll get the name. I can't remember right now. But I'll get him to fight the champ in Italy. The champ in Italy was with two brothers who were both made guys in the mob. So I'm reaching them through the Italian people. I want this guy to come in and fight my guy, the black guy. And my guy will win, so he gets your belt. So if he wins and he has your belt, I want to hook up a fight with Mike Tyson, and I want big money because it's a championship. He's got a belt, you got a belt. The numbers are bigger. We know that Mike probably beat you. Now, if the people around Mike want to make him duck a fight, I don't think he would do that. But then it's another story. But we never got that far. The Italian guy had to come here and fight a lesser opponent first before he fought my guy. And he lost to that guy. So now the thing is off. But in the process of all of this, John knows what's going on. I have a guy, a street guy, can't even think of his name, but he's going to Don King talking about a potential fight. He's not having a lot of luck. Don King stands up. He don't want no part of this thing. He mentions John Gotti, this, that. I'm a tough guy. I went to jail for this and that. John, I'm not doing any of that bullshit. So the kid comes back and tells me. So I said, John, forget the whole thing now. It ain't going to work. He won't do it. Don King won't do what we want. Did you tell him to mention my name? Yeah, I did. He don't want to be bothered. He said he's a tough guy. He did time. Really? Yeah. Tell the kid to go back, make another appointment, and kill him. You want me to kill Don King? No, not you. The kid, this guy. You want me to tell this kid to go back and kill Don King? Yeah, well, hit him with a proposal. If he says no, take a gun out and shoot him. All right. That's what you want? Yeah. All right. I grabbed the kid. He was in the kid. He's a guy, you know. It was tough. Listen, you're going to go, you're going to hit him with this proposal. If he says no and gives you that shit, I'm a tough guy, take the gun out and shoot him. Shoot him right in the head. Kill him. You want me to kill Don King? I said, it's not me. John wants you to kill him. What do you want me to tell you? You got to kill him. He took off. The kid took off. I'd never seen hide a hair of him again. He must have left the country. I don't know where the f*** he went. He took off. So we never went after Don King because I didn't want, I'm definitely not going after him because this is insane now. We're hitting the guy because he don't want to do a deal. We'll be hitting guys every other week.
I remember when Don King did that ESPN special, and I can't find the actual audio, so I'm going to probably get in trouble for saying this, quoting him per se on the air, but they accused him of being in the mafia. And he said, do they let niggas in the mafia? Hell no! That's what Don King said on ESPN. I can't find the verbiage, but I remember the actual quote, the actual video, but I remember watching it time and time again. We played it a couple of times on the show, and then, of course, got lost in the files, but Don was a little bit of a different guy. As far as the Cleveland mob was concerned, of course, he married a lady by the name of Henrietta, who became Henrietta King. And she was supposedly alleged to be the wife of his business rival. In other words, like there was two bookies, two guys running the illegal numbers racket back in Cleveland in the 50s and the 40s and this kind of stuff. It was Don King and another guy. So anyway, this other guy died, and then Henrietta, his wife, and Don King sort of formed a partnership, and then, of course, they married. Of course, she died about 4 or 5, maybe 7 or 8 years ago now, as far as Alzheimer's was concerned. But, yeah, Don King, of course, ran Cleveland he was the man, without a doubt. He had to have mafia connections to do that. You had to. You just can't operate, you know, like, I'm pulling into town, I'm going to be the numbers guy, and not have to give up something to the mob. So the bottom line is, I think Don King was being a bit disingenuous when he talked about his mafia ties. And over the years, of course, he continues to rock and roll. He's dealt with some nefarious people, but you know, we've got people across the pond now. Bob Arum says he was paying a mafia guy over $1 million a fight for 4 or 5 fights, like Kinahan guys. So the bottom line is, the mob is alive and well in the world of boxing. Remember back in the days, I thought it was Frankie Carbo and Blinky Palermo. Of course, Blinky Palermo was who was he related to? I remember one of the promoters, Bruce Gelb, Mark Gelb. Was it Bruce Gelb? Mr. Gelb promoted, I think it was Bruce Gelb, he promoted in Atlantic City. He was like the promoter in Atlantic City. You could not promote in Atlantic City unless you got the blessing from Mr. Gelb. You just couldn't do it, okay? So one day I was with Mr. Gelb's kids, and we were talking about Blinky Palermo, and he goes, Pedro, you wouldn't write nothing bad about Uncle Blinky, would you? Uncle Blinky. In other words, that was, and I had, and I said, huh? And he said it again. You wouldn't write nothing bad about Uncle Blinky, would you? So I realized Uncle Blinky meant, you know, they're all tied together. I'm not going to mess with this guy. So the bottom line is, no, I did not mess with Blinky Palermo, but I did see him at one event. Of course, him and Frankie Carbo. Frankie Carbo was the guy that called you if you were under contract with these guys. They were your managers or your promoters or whatever when they controlled boxing back in the 50s and the 60s. But when the mob ran boxing, Frankie Carbo's name was Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown would call your manager and say, you're not going to win tonight. You're not going to win tomorrow night. And then, of course, they would bet on the other guy. But if you had the audacity to, like, roll against the mafia and not do what they wanted to do, if they told you to roll over in a fight and you didn't roll over in a fight, they would break your hands, go after your relatives, maybe, you know, shoot one of your family members the whole nine yards. They were absolutely ruthless when it came to controlling boxing, no doubt about that. And somebody said to me, well, they're back in the game now. What has changed? What has changed over the years? I thought that corporate America, when the mob went out of boxing, I guess it was in the 1980s when I saw the mafia sort of back away from the boxing in mid-1980s. Of course, that was when Harry Reid was running the show. I think he was the attorney general down there in Nevada. But he made a move on the mob. And, of course, they moved out some important mobsters. And they brought in corporate heads. I mean, suits, okay? So it went from the mob to being run by, you know, college type of guys, yes or no type of guys, no gray area type of guys, and they sort of ruined Las Vegas, I thought. At that point in time, I really didn't dig going to Vegas afterwards. I mean, they didn't comp your rooms, they didn't give you drinks, they didn't send you hookers. Did I really just say that? Yeah, they didn't send you hookers. I mean, this is what the mob used to do. I mean, you won a few bucks in a casino, you know, they took care of you. You can't get that kind of care anymore in Las Vegas. You just can't do it. No, no way, no how. So what I'm trying to tell you is that it was sort of better when the mob was running Vegas back in the 80s. I sort of dug Las Vegas a whole lot better than I do now because some of the great clubs, Botany's and the Shark Tank and things like that, I thought some of them were mob run. Of course, there was always the clubs that had the mafia involved, mafia's involvement, alleged involvement, always had the best entertainment, just the way it was. The Circle Star Theater here in Northern California, San Carlos, California, where I did a couple of events as far as the announcer was concerned. I never got the chance to fight there, though, but I stepped on the stage there with Smokey Robinson. That's right, the great Smokey Robinson, me dancing on stage. He pulled me up on stage. So one night he says to me, I was like taking a picture of him with a Polaroid camera. That's how back far I go with a Polaroid camera. And he said, man, you're the best dressed dude now. Come on up here. Come on up here. So I went up on stage and I danced like this song. He asked me, what do you want to hear? I said, how about I second that emotion? And he played I second that emotion. Can you dance? I said, yeah, I can dance. At least I thought I could. Anyway, the bottom line is I danced with one of his backup singers up there for about 4 or 5 minutes. I think it was about 2.5, 3 songs. 2 songs, definitely. And when I went back to my seat, Maria, who was my girlfriend at the time, was pissed off. I mean, could you believe that? I mean, here I'm on the stage with Smokey Robinson, the king, the icon, the Motown legend. And she's got an attitude when I get back to my seat. You know why? She didn't like the fact those chicks were grabbing all over me. Of course, we went to a party afterwards with the floaters. Smokey was supposed to be there. He invited me to this party, gave me a couple of tickets to the party, said, come to the party afterwards, young man. I'd like to talk to you. Okay, so I thought I was going to go talk to Smokey Robinson, right? Didn't happen that way. We went to a party. I stayed there for an hour and a half. The floaters were there. They were this old R&B group that had like one song called Float On. That was it. They were like a one-hit wonder. But outside of that, there was no Smokey Robinson. I haven't seen Smokey since. Bottom line is, Smokey Robinson, I did share some time on a stage in San Carlos, California. Of course, I think that was a mob run joint. When the mob ran stuff, it was a lot better. When the mob ran Vegas, it was better. When the mob ran the Circle Star, we had great entertainment. Now, the mob is sort of like step back and they're doing other things, not in entertainment and sports, things like that. So they're into boxing to an extent. But the bottom line is, I think that when the mob ran Las Vegas, was a whole lot better than it is today. Now, in our next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, the longest running fight show in history, 37, make that 38 plus years now, of knocking out all bums. And I can say that, knocking out all bums. Undefeated, baby, undefeated. 37 years, knocking out all bums. In our next segment, we'll hear from an irritated Mike Tyson. I like when we put together these clips of Mike Tyson, these montages where he's like going off on this person, going off on that person, complimenting this person, going off on that person. Of course, Mike Tyson, a bit of an emotional juggernaut to an extent. I mean, you never knew which way he was going to break on you. There were times I would talk to him and everything was, hi, P, you're fine. I mean, other times it was like MF and MF. But you never knew. You never knew. It was like Johnny Tapia. Split personalities. Both Mike Tyson and Johnny Tapia, they both had split personalities, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming up on a hard break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 217, iHeartRadio. I keep going, but the bottom line is, you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC with Pedro Fernandez.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
Just pull the door closed when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
That is probably the best way I can describe boxing, as a dream that you can only see. Nobody else can see it. They really can't. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of pugilism. Of course, we'll talk a little combat sports, of course, on this show. 2 hours on Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and like 1,000 other platforms. But the bottom line is, we come to you late on Veev TV. Of course, that's Tuesday on Veev TV, coming to you out of Dallas, Texas. Now, June 30th, 1966, that's right, June 30th, 2022, just a couple of weeks ago, Mike Tyson celebrated his 56th birthday. Of course, 50 wins, 44 knockouts, 6 losses, been stopped 5 times in those 5 of those 6 losses. But the bottom line is, Mike Tyson is how can I put this? He is must-watch TV. I mean, people long for the days when Mike Tyson is going to knock out people like Carl the Truth Williams in 93 seconds, or maybe when he knocked out Michael Spinks in 91 seconds. I mean, they wanted to see. He was must-see TV, no doubt about that. But he was also must-listen TV. He made for good radio clips. I mean, for good radio clips and good X-rated clips. He had to bleep them here and censor them here and this kind of stuff. But here is Mike Tyson, Unleashed.
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
I can feel it, but I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
One more time, guys.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, jeez.
I hang out here all day and just watch the tiger run around.
Then what are you going to do?
Just keep him, breed him. I want to have children with her.
As part of my tough stance on immigration,
Taco Tuesday will be changed to Pizza Thursday.
And what I say, you guys doesn't affect you guys because you guys don't care about nothing but money. So every now and then I kick your and stomp on you and put some kind of pain, inflict some kind of pain on you because you deserve to feel the pain, somewhat of the pain that I feel.
I don't care about living or dying. I'm a dysfunctional motherfucker.
There were reports, Mike, that you were out partying in Vegas. Is that in fact the case?
This is not true. This is not true at all. One day I went out one day because, you know, sometimes you train, you just went crazy and bored, and I went to a strip club and I gave some dancer a lap dance, but
you gave her a lap dance.
Yeah, that's just what I do. I like to do what I want to do.
You were aware of what you were doing when you bit his ear.
Also, I was fighting for my life at the time. I may like fornicate more than other people. It's just who I am. I sacrificed so much of my life. Can I at least get laid? You know what I mean? I've been robbed of most of my money. Can I at least get a...
I fear him not even a little bit.
What's wrong with this guy?
I can't wait till the 28th. I'm going to make you my girlfriend.
Let me tell you something, you.
You're sweet. I'm going to make sure you kiss me good with those big lips.
Rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Mike, you genuinely seem looser now than I've ever seen you. What do you attribute that to? You just had it with all the BS?
Probation officer.
Is that really the only reason? You just seem like you're enjoying it more than you ever have.
Yeah, I'm having a ball.
Thank you.
And he's kind of big. He makes me nervous without his gloves and his shorts on. So if you ever try to intimidate me again, I'm going to implant a bullet in his motherfucking skull. Because I'm in pain. I want them to see pain. I want their kids to see pain. Lennox Lewis, I want his kids to, oh, daddy. Are you okay, daddy? Yeah, I don't care about them because they don't care about me and my kids.
So I'm getting in the ring, get my hands on the guy.
What do you suspect Orlin Norris to do?
Get knocked out.
Are you going to be more diplomatic in the future? Are you going to lose some of this anger?
No, I need respect. If you show me respect and stop writing trashy articles about me, then I'll show you respect.
I was dying to rip. I said, rip, you know, he's trying to break my arm.
He got rough with me, I got rough back. He talked more than I did. There's some bad things, real nasty things. That's the white whip. Kill you.
Are you talking out of turn?
No, I think we're all talking together.
I normally don't do interview with women unless I fornicate with them. So you shouldn't talk anymore. Unless you wanna, you know.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know nothing about numbers. I just know what I can do. How about kill this mother?
Okay. Pressure, hook into the body. A lot of punches that we worked on, a lot of punches.
Just punch him. He's apparently going to stand right in there and punch.
I don't know
what
he's going to do, but whatever he plans on doing, I'll be prepared.
No. Get off my hand. You got a lot of people coming in.
I ain't doing it. You scumbag. You.
Everybody, I don't think for witches, girls, I can't ever get their numbers. They call me always the day to fight, the week before the fight. It kills me. I'm never going to these girls because if I don't them the day before the fight or something like that, I'm never going to see him again. So I just really don't.
But the beauty couldn't train the beast. And he ate her. That's, man, come on. That's real white to make you look like an evil black monster.
Mike Tyson, a black monster in the minds of many, he is. But the bottom line is he is Mike Gerard Tyson. Of course, born, as I said, June 30th, 1966, 50-6 as a pro. Stopped 5 times, 44 KOs. Of course, it was a big fight, bite fight, back in 1996, Evander Holyfield. I couldn't believe that. Of course, that was the same night, I think, that Tupac Shakur was killed by, I think, Suge Knight. I think Suge Knight killed him. I know Suge Knight couldn't have shot Tupac because Suge Knight was in the same car, but Suge Knight weighs 350 pounds, and Tupac weighs like 150, and somehow they shot around Suge Knight and hit Tupac. I couldn't understand that, but the bottom line is Suge Knight was a piece of work. Of course, he tried to threaten me a couple times. Not threaten, but you better call me back, Pedro! I never called him back. That was a guy I was scared to death of, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. I'm talking about Mike Tyson. Of course, in 1984, we were all getting ready for the Olympics. Of course, we all wanted to go to the Olympics. Tyson, myself, Johnny Tabak, keep going on and on. But the bottom line is, you know, Mike didn't make it. I didn't make it. And obviously, I placed 13th in the country, losing a decision to Vincent Webb in the Western Olympic trials in the semifinals. But the bottom line was, everybody wanted to go to the Olympics that year. I mean, it was just a dream. This is your prime. These are the dreams you have when you're a fighter. Either, like, my dream was to win a Golden Glove title. I won two Golden Glove titles, a third Golden Glove title. I said to myself, could I go to the Olympics? Could I go to the Olympics? You know, and you have the self-confidence thing set, and you're kicking the snot out of people in the gym. And so when I say snot on the show, I mean spit with an H. But the bottom line is you're kicking the snot out of these people in the gym, bigger, better people than you. And you say to yourself, well, maybe I can make it. Maybe I can make it. So you have this battle back and forth whether as to whether you can succeed in the world of professional boxing or not. I finally came to the conclusion that I wasn't going to succeed in the world of professional boxing, because if I couldn't beat Vincent Webb, and he was world-ranked, okay, if I couldn't beat Vincent Webb, I didn't want to be involved. You know what I'm saying? In other words, if I wasn't the elite, I didn't want to be like one of those guys that, well, he was a participant. No, I never wanted to participate in nothing. I came to win. I wanted to win titles. That's why I won four Golden Glove championships. It was all about winning championships. It wasn't nothing, had nothing to do with participating. Guys want to participate in athletic events, you become an athletic supporter. I was an athletic supporter. I was the real deal. But back to Mike Tyson, of course, doing his weed thing now. He's got the cannabis company running and that kind of good stuff. More power to him. Of course, before that fight he had with Roy Jones last year, he smoked a whole bunch of weed. And then he went and told people what kind of weed he was smoking so he could sell it later. I mean, talk about marketing. Mike's got it down. Well, no doubt about that. Of course, he's got the kid that died down there in Arizona on the exercise machine. I guess that's been about 5 or 6 years now. 5 or 6 years now, that was his daughter. And that just destroyed him emotionally for about, I guess he was on. I mean, probably still destroyed for the rest of his life. I mean, the death of your daughter. Here's what's up. Mike had a running machine in the house. And somehow the daughter went in there and she clicked the running machine on. And the running machine grabbed her up and killed her. That's just the best way I could describe it. Okay? So Mike's had this guilt on his conscience for the longest. He blamed himself because it was his jogging machine and this and that. And it really wasn't his fault. I mean, things happen. Things out of your control. Bottom line is the kid was out of somebody's sight for a couple of minutes. And the kid died. So we always wish Mike the best as far as his daughter was concerned and his continuing family. And he married that doctor, and he seems to be, you know, doing very well with her. You don't see I don't see him in the news anymore outside of smoking weed and making noise on the internet with his puffing podcast, that kind of good stuff. So basically, Mike Tyson sort of like turned his life around. He really has, because at one point in time, I didn't think he was going to make it to 50, let alone 56. I kid you, you know what I mean? He was like, and he was running around the streets, running around Brooklyn, running around the Bronx, running around Harlem, anywhere he can go, anywhere, you name it. Any city he was in, he was running around through 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Of course, he had that fight with Mitch Blood Green, that gang leader from New York City. Of course, some of those guys had that fight out in the street in front of that clothing store. Michael said he was going there to buy some cool clothes. I know what kind of cool clothes we're talking about. Pimp socks. We all like pimp socks. Mike and I both like pimp socks. And what pimp socks were is they were nylon socks that had stripes running up them, different color stripes, like a black nylon sock, like a sock, a high sock for a man. And it looked like a nylon. And then, of course, it had these stripes running up. They were called pinstripes or pimp stripes. Well, me and Mike both liked them. I used to buy them in St. Louis, but Mike used to buy them in the Bronx. And he told me he used to buy them in the Bronx. But the bottom line is Mike Tyson's got his life turned around, and we wish him the very best, no doubt about that. Just got a text here. Thought that was sad. Hearing from Johnny Tappy a little bit earlier, nothing sad about Johnny. Johnny went out the way he wanted to go. Johnny was a firecracker, and when it finally exploded, it was over. And it just was. He was no dud. He was the real deal. But, you know, he lit that wick very early in life, and the wick just kept burning, and things would happen to him. And you say to himself, well, he didn't OD there. He didn't die there. He didn't die from that car accident there. He didn't do this. But then again, in the end, he died from the opioid poisoning. Of course, an addiction on, they were pills. Digestive heroin, there's oral heroin. And you can eat heroin. Some people don't realize that. This is heroin. It's not opioids or heroin, I kid you not. Somebody said to me, oh, you know, just pain pills. No. Big difference between pain pills and opioids. There's a big difference as far as different drugs are concerned. Anyway, of course, Mike Tyson's last real fight was in 2005 in Washington, D.C. against Kevin McBride. I was there, of course, McBride stopping him in the sixth round. That was pretty sad. Joe Cortez was the referee. I remember we were all festive. We thought it would be a Mike Tyson route. We'd have a good time. We had parties scheduled. Hey, we're in the nation's capital, man. We're going to rock and roll, right? Didn't go down the way we thought it was going down. Here, this Kevin McBride guy, the guy to call Kevin McBride a bum would be a knock on bums. That's how bad Kevin McBride was. I kid you not. If you called him a bum, some other bum might get upset with you. That's how bad Kevin was. Kevin couldn't lick a stamp if he wet his tongue, okay? But he was a big, dumb, slow guy, and he beat Mike Tyson at weighing in at 277 pounds. Of course, Tyson weighed 233, but that was the finale, the final nail in the coffin of Mike Tyson. Of course, he lost the fight before that to Danny Williams. Who was that? He lost in Louisville, Kentucky. Went back to Muhammad Ali's hometown and lost to a guy by the name of Danny Williams. Danny should have been arrested for impersonating a heavyweight contender. You couldn't fight much at all. Of course, Clifford Effie, he beat him. He almost broke his arm. Of course, lost to Lennox Lewis in 2002. Probably the last big fight of Mike Tyson's life, no doubt about that. Lost the heavyweight championship. Of course, he hadn't held the title since 1993, 1994, when he only held a fraction of it. He was the undisputed champion in 89 before he lost it in 1990 to Buster Douglas. But he came back in 2002 to fight Lennox Lewis. And, man, Lennox Lewis lit him up like the White House Christmas tree, stopping him in the 8th round. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you live on Veev TV, the Sports Byline USA channel. Veev TV is free. Check it out.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man.
Check it. 57 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we come to you live from the Sports Byline Studios every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. That's 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii, because I've got some hot listers over there in the 50th state. In fact, some girl shot me a picture of her about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Good Lord, if this is really you, you're one beautiful woman, no doubt about that. And it's nice that you listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, next Saturday on The Zone, my not-so-favorite cable network, the 135-pound Ford Future of the Lightweight division, of course, according to like all TikTok and all those other social media places. I'm talking about Ryan Garcia. It was the 22-0-18 knockout scores. The kid from LA, the kid actually in Victorville, California. What's Victorville famous for? They got one barbecue on a one strip, and that's about it. Outside of Victorville, outside of Ryan Garcia and that one barbecue, Victorville is nothing. Anyway, bottom line is Ryan Garcia, of course, had the undefeated record going. He was 20-0, 21-0. Everybody thought he was like the next coming of God. And then he had an anxiety attack. He says he had an anxiety attack. You know, when a guy comes out and says he has anxiety issues, I have anxiety issues. I know what he's talking about. So I can sympathize with him to an extent. But you don't come out and tell people that. Not when you're a fighter. You don't come out and tell people that. You know, they just don't do that. So I was thinking that he did that, and maybe he was substituting for like a cocaine problem or something like that. Because that's what guys are doing now. The emotional hustle. Oh, you know, I've got emotional problems. That makes up for the fact that, you know, they were doing blow or something like that, or they had some chemical issues. Anyway, Ryan Garcia going next week against Javier Fortuna. Fortuna's lost two times. He's a big puncher, but he's 33 years old. And as old as he is, of course, at 33 means he's not going to win this fight. Ryan Garcia is coming in here at 22 years old. He is the prohibitive favorite, and I think that he will win going inside the distance. Set up a fight basically with Gervonta Davis, because Gervonta Davis, of course, is a tank, a man from Baltimore, Maryland, was like 26-0 with 24 knockouts. He's got a lightweight title as well. Of course, these guys don't like each other. They've been rivals for a long time. They didn't fight as amateurs, but Devin Haney did. So, of course, as Devin Haney involved, Devin Haney being the undisputed lightweight champion, coming to us from the city by the bay, San Francisco. Of course, he's given up the city by the bay. He said he was born in Oakland, California. Why would you give up San Francisco to be born in Oakland? Anyway, bottom line is he's living in Las Vegas, and basically nobody knows who Devin Haney is in San Francisco anyway. You can walk down the street naked, Devin Haney in San Francisco, and nobody will know who the hell you are unless you're wearing that WBC belt. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Time to check out. Till next week, peace, love, and a ton of respect. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I got to make it right for everyone concerned.